What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the EG3 Podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III, NASCAR, sports, and whatever important comes across this desk, usually in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this episode postcast, KC Metro Mile on Father's Day weekend, June 15th, 2025. Again, those of your dads out there, or big into sports, or big into running, or elsewhere, happy Father's Day to you guys, including yours truly, as well. I'm recording this from a undisclosed location in Manhattan, Kansas. Yep, I'm back in Manhattan, Kansas for a little bit. Have been doing some Father's Day duties, or things, you know, I want to say, activities here in Manhattan, Kansas. So I'm going to record this, and soon enough, I'll be back in Kansas City getting ready for another work week, shortened work week, heck yeah, ahead of another trip to Duluth, Minnesota. We'll get into all that. We're combining this episode, so I'm going to record just once this week on this podcast, the EG3 Podcast, underneath the 3Y Podcast of EG3. You can find that wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there, make sure you go ahead and add us. You like what you're listening to, definitely make sure you add us there to your collection of podcasts. Yeah, so KC Metro Mile, the fourth annual edition of the KC Metro Mile. Once again, you guys, shout out to Kansas City Running Company. Did not disappoint once again. I for the last, month and change, talked about it, and of course, if you guys were looking for an episode last week, I did not record it because I did not want to jinx myself of the potential. You probably could call me superstitious, but yeah, so did not record an episode last week and wanted to have my full attention on the KC Metro Mile, which I'll get to my result momentarily. But the event, yet again, fourth annual edition. This was my third appearance in this event, obviously, once a night on the track, no trails, no road, just pure track speed and atmosphere. Man, I tell you, it was jumping like I have not seen it before. I mean, look, the previous 2 years has been pretty solid, but I get the third episode edition of this thing. Man, the atmosphere was, I think, went up a couple notches, if you will, there as well. So many good races there. A couple of records were broken on Thursday as well. So, yeah, I'll get into the winning times only here. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, obviously, in the 800-meter showcase. Oh, my goodness. I think that was definitely, that had to be the race of the night right there. I previewed the 800-meter showcase against two of the top 4x8 relays in the country, that being Bentonville High School, and then, of course, a host of the KC Metro Mile. That is the, let me see if I can get my tab up here, Rockers High School squad as well. Now here, now that I have the right tab up now as well here, let's just go right down the line here. Obviously the kids started us off with the race, obviously the 9 and under kids, and then the 10 and under kids as well followed up, and then the middle school boys and girls, and then what really kicked it off was our race, the men's Masters Mile. Again, we're going to get into all of it. Well, we'll touch on all the winners there as well. Eddie Greer III, EG3 Podcast, coming to you, recording this from an undisclosed location in Manhattan, Kansas. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'm taking a word from one of my other hosts, host that does podcasts for the Falcons, still in that line here in Manhattan, Kansas, here on this Father's Day weekend on a Sunday, June 15th. 2025. Thank you for hanging out with us here. And we're going to combine this with the preview of Duluth. Yep, EG3 going right back to Duluth, Minnesota here on the back end of this week. Middle school boys elite winning time coming from Philip Sullivan, with a 442 there as well. And actually, this is going straight into things here. And the Men's Masters Mile, which I was a part of there. And I'm going to save my result for last. Brett Anderson at a 434 won that. And then you had two divisions. See, last year, again, it was divided up into, well, at least the Men's Masters was divided into silver and gold, right? And I've talked about it on this podcast where, and obviously it's recap. I did a recap last year of it too there as well. So yeah, man. 434, Brett Anderson. And then going over to two heats of the Men's Open Silver Mile, Brendan Duncan, 435, won that one on Thursday night. And then going over to the gold side of stuff with Ben Effort at a 427 there to win that one there. And then going over to this is probably not even, well, yeah, I'm going through the men. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh, I should have started with the women. I'm so sorry, but I'm already in a minute. Well, actually, you know what? Let's take a time out from that and shift gears real quick over to what I said. The Kids Mont 9 Mile to kick this all off for the 2025 edition of the KC Metro Mile. Nolan Brown, and I heard this while warming up, making a kind of not necessarily, I called it a Starbucks runner. I didn't go inside a Starbucks, but I went, warmed up to the Starbucks and back. Nolan Brown wins it. 6:19 there to win that. And then, of course, the Kids Mile at the age 10 there with James Sung at a 5:30. Ooh, that would be fast for a young cat. 5:34 for James Sung for the Kids Mile 10 and up division there as well. Now, finally, I can get to the women. I should have started there, but we pardon this interruption for that. All right, so the middle school girls elite, right? With Ellie Leitch. Probably butchered that. I believe this was the record, one of the records that was broken on Thursday night. 5:17 wins it. 5:17 right there. Won that one there. And then the women's open mile. And that belonged to, shout out Madison, Madison Ring. Shout out to you. at a 5:28 winning it there as well. Obviously, I know this person. So you get a shout out on this podcast. AKA Spud getting it done there. And she also took, she participated in the Corp KC Corporate Challenge, week before, stepping onto the track for the KC Metro Mile. So that was the women's open right there. And then the high school girls gold mile belonged to Esther Bromker of Grace Academy. 5:12:48 with the time right there. And then going to the women's elite division there, Elena Thibault with a 4:55. In there, won that one. And then one of the last events of the night was the high school girls elite mile that belonged to, and this, guys, I might have talked about this last year before I took the track for my second appearance in this event, but this lady made news, and there's a reason why she did it. Ella Messner, St. Teresa's Academy, 5:02. Taking the girls elite there. I did watch this. I did not stick around now for the second year in a row. Did not stick around for the last event of the race because it was getting pretty late there as well. So, yep. I'll take the loss on that one. But did stick around for the high school girls elite. Ella Messner, 5:02, wins it. Taking care of business right there in that. Now, jumping back into the rest of the men's results, which including the high school boys open mile. My goodness. Logan Kane, 4:46, won that one there. High school bronze mile. Going, as I said, we're going right down the line here, right down Main Street here on the EG3 podcast. Postcast 2025 KC Metro Mile Edition. Eddie Greer, the third heat with you. And I'm going right through the results here, and then I'll get to me to anchor this postcast coverage. Cash Kogan from Liberty North at a 4:31 won that one. Boys, high school boys silver. Get up there. Simon Kelder, from Park Hill. Ooh, I know what is that. 426 won that right there. 426 won that one. Took first in that one. High school. There's too many. Yeah, I was having a conversation with somebody. I think it was Madison and somebody else about so many high schools. Participants in this, and we might have to take a time out here on the podcast. But real quick here, high school, let me see. Yeah, high school boys, gold mile, resulted in Kendrick Haynes from Blue Springs South, 418, getting it done, winning that right there, taking first in that one. And I'm going to actually scoot around the 800 meters boys showcase and then get to the mile men's elite mile with solid 405 from Parker Wolin, taking it home there. And that one, my guy Noah came home in the fifth position at a 412. Yeah, so Parker Wolin, 405 there. In that one, high school boys, see, I told you, too many high school heats. High school boys, my elite, there to end the night, and it ended with Max Larson, 413, taking home the victory there. And then this right here, this 800 meter, showcase that I talked about before, taking a unexpected bye week. This was the race. These guys were hauling ass, man. Two guys, sub 150, Henry Acorn, Rockers, taking home over Benville, Brian Burns, 149.35. And then Burns at a 149.67. Third was Carter Beasley of Benville with a 150. My goodness, man. Indeed, though, everybody was rolling that one. You knew what you're going to get. If you missed out on that one, I'm pretty sure I saw on the Casey Metro Mile Instagram page or one of the posts anyways. They put a mixtape video on all the races there. Just well done. Well done. It was a great idea put on by the Casey. Again, shout out to Casey, to the Casey Running Company again for putting this on and adding it. This was a kind of a late addition to the event this year, and it did not disappoint whatsoever. Wow. This just, all those wool was just rolling off. And the fastest time, well, actually, you could say the slowest time was a 157 there by one of the wild card guys that we talked about in the last episode of this podcast before, obviously, our off week last week. That, and the person, sorry, I'm going to put you on the spot, Kevin Lucic of Liberty North there as well. So, man, yeah, man, just that was an incredible race. And then, of course, the DJ at the mic of this event brought all the guys together there and just applauded them for what a heck of a race that was there as well. Again, you know, you had the Benville 4x8, one of the best in the nation, and of course got Rockers right there with them as well. We're going to step aside here for a break here at the halfway mark here on the EG3 podcast here, recording on this Father's Day weekend here in an I'm having trouble saying the word. So location unannounced. Yeah, that's about it. That's about it. A location unannounced from Manhattan, Kansas. When we come back, yeah, I'll talk about my race and then look ahead to the return to the Loop. You're listening to the EG3 podcast. Welcome back to the EG3 podcast, postcast and preview. What's ahead for this week? Obviously, postcast KC Metro Mile. This is 2025. Eddie Greer, 30 with you guys on this Father's Day weekend from a location which will be not announced, folks. Well, I've always said, well, you guys know the city, Manhattan, Kansas, where I'm at for Father's Day weekend, folks. Before I head back to Kansas City, figured with Father's Day activities wrapped up, figured get a quick recording in on this podcast and then head on back to the KC Metro Mile. This is the first KC Metro area. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, it's been some interesting week. Let me say that. But it's been a solid Sunday here in Manhattan, Kansas. Yeah, so getting back to me, the first half of the show went through all the winners of this year's fourth annual Kansas City Metro Mile. And I tell you what, folks, the atmosphere again turned up a couple of notches this year. Just the look around. I took so many pictures. I haven't posted them yet, obviously. That's gonna have to wait because I gotta turn around and get ready for the Gary B. Yorkland Half Marathon, which I'll get into momentarily. To close out this episode here this afternoon. This episode will come out, by the way, either tomorrow night or Tuesday. Have not decided yet what I'm going to do. Maybe even Wednesday. So be on the lookout, obviously. And for you to know about that, you gotta subscribe to this podcast. That way you know what's going on. So once that's uploaded, also hit the alarm bell. That too will help you out too when this episode is uploaded for you guys to listen to. Yeah, man. So you had people from the other side, the visiting side, lined up across. It's just a great scene. Great scene. Track, under the lights. I mean, aside from the state state title meets and everything else like that, which, damn. The state meet, from all levels, from the 1A to the 6A, that place, looking at it, like, damn. You got Kansas. Y'all take y'all track seriously. Ooh, I said, hey, look. It's not Florida track. It's not that. But I did not grow up from here. I did not grow up in Kansas. Grew up in Florida, and you guys impressed me with the crowd at state. Woof, I tell you that. But KC Metro Mile, people lined up across the gate, circling around, people in the stands, and I think looking up at the stands. Getting ready for my race, I'm looking like, ooh wee! I think this is the most people in the stands in my time, in the 3 years that I participated in the Kansas City Metro Mile. I think it's the most I've seen in the 3 years I participated. And shout out to my group of folks that came out and cheer me on as well. You know who you are. I'm not gonna call no names, but you know who you are. I appreciate that so much. This night was gonna be fun anyway. But it made the night so much more memorable. So thank you. Cannot say enough about the support as well. So I thank you as well. So you guys and girls know who you are as well. So thank you for that. But yeah, I looked up at the stands, getting ready for the men's Masters Mile, which again, I already told you, the winner, Brett Anderson of 434, that's flying. And again, just the whole entire group was moving along, man. Obviously, the goal was to get sub 450. Just missed that, but I gotta tell you, pretty much backed up what I did last year by just a couple of tenths more. 452 coming in seventh, and unfortunately did not PR. Which, all right, that's all right. But hey, you better get that sub 5, baby. You better not, hey, that was the next goal. That was the next goal. You cannot enter this race and go over 5. That was not going to happen. I was not going to let that happen, especially given the Lawrence road mile a few months ago, while in Olathe Marathon training. Without that stupid ass win, probably would have hit close to, I probably would have not hit under if not for that little push of wind that moved me over to the side of the road. Super windy and all that. With a 505, I come here knowing that, okay, if I can't hit 450 or below that, which obviously we all know results now, 450, a solid 452, seventh place, right? You better go sub 5. And I was talking to Randy, and he said, hey, next goal, the main goal, we all want to go sub 5, right? And Lee looking at, if I remember, I'm gonna try to remember offhand without looking at the sheet. I want to say the top 12 all went under 5. Oh, with 23 participants. Now, it was supposed to be 26. Three of them, unfortunately, didn't show up. But still, that's a big-ass field. And again, last year they split us up into two divisions. So apparently, given time constraints or whatever the decision was, hey, let's just throw it all in one big heat, see what happens. And yeah, man, we are off and rolling. The race, you can't, it's nothing you can do. You got to hold, put your seatbelt, hold on. And I felt that on Thursday night was a great race in general for me. So I cannot complain. I cannot complain for 3rd year in a row going sub 5. Can't complain. Yeah, the PR streak is a wrap. But yeah, going into the 5, I need to go under 5. And I had confidence going in there I would be able to do that there as well. Just missing sub 40. Well, not sub 40. Wow, that's a slow mile. Just missing sub 450. But man, yeah, man. So yeah, coming on. That last lap was interesting enough because again it passed by 3 people. And then seeing a whole glob of group right on the backstretch. I said, hey, look, I probably should have kicked it in more because I felt fine. Relaxed. And that's probably the most relaxed I've been in this race, too. So I'm like, hey, let's go. But maybe if there's anything that I would take back, it would probably be, should have probably started to pick it up just a little bit with just over 200 to go. Because I could see, because 3 of them guys passed me with 300 to go. It was the same situation, but a big group. And I almost pretty much dismantled that group and could not get to the 5th or 6th spot. Just missed 6th by just a little bit there as well. But man, it was a great race, man. I can't complain, man, whatsoever about it. Another top 8 finish, and that's for the 3rd year in a row. 3rd year in a row, sub 5, yes sir. 3rd year in a row, top 8, which they did the podium a little different this year too. And it makes sense. It makes sense, right? We all don't need medals. Only the top 3 and of course the winner gets podium. It makes total sense. Right, so you didn't need to give everybody a medal. So I'm totally fine with that. The podium is the podium. They deserve that. The winner is the winner. They deserve that. I like that. So they made a change on that one. The last really 3 years of this event, well, 2 for me, they had the top 8 get medals, and of course the winner gets the trophy. This time around, it's just the original podium. You didn't have to deal with. It saved time. So I had 3 years in a row. It's going sub 5. Yes, sir. 3 years in a row. I would have podium again. I would have made top 8 again. So, and funny enough, I don't know if I become superstitious or not, but the first year of competing in this race, parked in the other parking lot, and I had the 7th fastest time, my very first year of doing this event. Going over to the 3rd year, common odd number again, getting the same number 7, and then so I said, you know what, I'll just park in that same spot like I did, or just a few spots over, park in that same parking spot and see what happens. And yep, I maybe it's the baseball in me doing that, being superstitious and all that, but yeah, so when I saw the race, it felt good. And probably if I would go back and do that race again, I probably would have should have started a little bit earlier. Because, yeah, I could definitely feel the momentum going after those guys. And maybe should have started a little earlier. Because they passed me, and then I was able to make it wide and handsome on the final on the front stretch there to close things out strong with a strong P7 there to close things out for the 25KC Metro Mile. This is EG3 Podcast, Integrated Third Recording. It's from a location unnamed in Manhattan, Kansas, here for a few more minutes here on this podcast on Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Not to everybody, to all the dads out there on this Sunday, June 15th, 2025. And a side note here, I'm not going to talk about NASCAR. I'm not going to talk about it, but side note here. Let me see if I can get it refreshed here. Yeah, there we go. Refreshed here. Yeah, I was watching the NASCAR race, history-making Mexico City right now. Shane Van Gisbergen, SVG. Speaking of syllables, EG3. That's me, Eddie Gritter III, SVG. Shane Van Gisbergen manhandling this field right now. with less than 10 laps to go and looking to punch his ticket to the postseason as I'm sitting here recording this right now. This could change. This could change a little bit now. This could change. But we'll see what happens. But, yeah, Shane Van Gisbergen right now out front right now with less than 10 laps to go in that race. And yours truly, I mentioned Duluth. Yeah, baby, yeah. So yours truly, and this was not even in plans. And I felt kind of led to ask because of the fact that I wanted to go back and do this half marathon, talking about the Grandma's Marathon, not the marathon, but the Gary B. Yorklund half marathon this upcoming Saturday in Duluth, Minnesota, part of the Grandma's Marathon weekend. Obviously, they have the famous Grandma's Marathon, along with the Gary B. Yorklund half marathon on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday. And then you have the William A. Irvin 5K on Friday night. You guys asked me, how do you know this? Well, I did the Grandma's Marathon now, almost when the 21st comes around, it'll be 3 summers now since doing the marathon. And I probably should go and say, that still stands to be the second time, fastest marathon time in the history of EG3 running marathons. So potentially next year could get, potentially be the spot where I try to go for the Boston qualifier. We'll see what happens. But yeah, as I said early in the year, after Old Lathe, no more marathons for this guy. Nope. I gotta get faster. And I've already signed up for a half marathon in the fall, which is going to be trained up. So it's pretty much going to be marathon, but it's going to be half marathon, which we're trying to go. We're trying to go finally break that 120, unless it happens, unless I decide to cut it loose, which could be the plan on this upcoming weekend. So I'm excited, man, to get back up there, return trip to Duluth. And obviously, you know, with a shutout, KCRC crew 2.0, it made the most sense. And I'll shout out this person later after the fact. So a person I'm not going to name right now, but I will name after the weekend's over, for being, I'm giving the person away, kind of away, but she wasn't able to do it. So she reached out to me. I said, I'm glad and happy to. So it made the most sense because the squad, some of the KCO, and we got, it's not just Kansas City Running Company or club. Same thing, company, club. There's a huge representing KC runners crew, or everybody from KC. There's a huge group coming from KC. That is what I wanted to get out. That's what I want to talk about. KC will be well represented up there in Duluth this weekend. And of course, now the curveball, they got construction going up there. So that's gonna be interesting with going up there. And I gotta get up early morning, which that's not gonna be a problem. I'm gonna be too amped up. Obviously, I was too amped up before the mile. It's just how I don't know, it works with me. I don't know why, because I could, the heart rate and everything else like that. When you know, when the race arrives on race day, yeah, you get the jitters and whatnot. You go, oh, you know, like, oh gosh, I'm like, what's the plan? How's this gonna work? How's this gonna turn out? You think of all the scenarios that arrive on race day, right? So you're thinking about all of those, obviously. So again, it's gonna be the same thing. But again, this is not the goal race. So again, EG3, and again, you don't know how many chances you're gonna get. Obviously, this is one of the hardest half marathons to get into, unless you do the transfer route, the transfer bib route. Which for the first time I did that. Normally I don't do this. I don't do the transfer bib mark. Usually I sign up races and pay for them. And I did the whole trainer thing for the first time, and yes, it's under my name now. So we're gonna go in here and have some fun, and we'll see what happens. I don't know what's gonna happen, but we're gonna see. I felt really good, relaxed after. Right, this is the EG3 podcast. Couple more minutes here on the pod. Eddie Gritter III here in Manhattan, Kansas, from a location that will be not named on this show, on this episode here. As I'll wrap this up and then get on out, get back to Kansas City. here tonight. But yeah, man, now I lost the train of thought I was gonna say, but yeah, man, this is, we're just gonna go. I felt really good about, you know, after the fact that I felt really comfortable and loose during the race in the KC Metro Mile. And now, you know, after the fact, I'm like, hey, man, let's go get it. So we'll see what happens. It's kind of a nothing to lose type of situation. Obviously, Bill Steiner half marathon, getting K-State shout out here on this podcast. Bill Steiner half marathon, it's kind of a progression / plan. Here, it'll probably start like that again, just to be safe, and then We're cut loose. See what we got, man. So we'll see. I'm not gonna shout out no goals on here. I'm gonna say we're gonna cut it loose here. It's a beautiful course up there. I just can't wait. Me and the KCRC squad. We're gonna see what happens. And obviously, outside of me, the rest of the KCRC squad is doing the marathon. So I know they're gonna rock it. I know they're gonna do well. And I'm gonna basically say, again, here's the phrase again, set the tone. So I'm gonna be out there early to kick it off, and then an hour and a half later, the marathon will start there as well. So we're gonna have obviously another postcast coming to you next week, folks. So yeah, we're getting it in, and then of course July, nothing as of yet there as well, and I don't know when I'm gonna start my block. Training half marathon training block, so I need to ask that tomorrow. I need to ask my coach that tomorrow. That's kind of the main thing I need to get across, or not across, but need to ask when that's going to begin there. Because yeah, I've already said plenty of times now to you guys, no more marathons here in 2025. Need to hit a couple of goals, and I'll obviously the half marathon goal. I just said that, and another goal that EG3 decided to come back to. So there's that as well. So yeah, man, what an afternoon, what a weekend here in Manhattan, Kansas. As we wrap this thing up, EG3 podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free to bubble weekly. Every time we upload an episode, we'll definitely, again, unless you subscribe, hit the alarm bell, you will not know about it until you do those things. So make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the EG3 podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Again, it's underneath the 3-Wide podcast with EG3. And I mentioned NASCAR a little bit as well. So you might as well go check it out here. It's going to be a moot point anyways, because SVG still has a big lead here with in complete control here. With less than 5 to go now. We're not going to stick around for that, so I'm going to leave it there. And we might come back to that on next week here once this goes final. But for right now, we have crossed the finish line on another episode here on the EG3 Podcast on Father's Day weekend. Eddie Greer coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas. Special episode from Manhattan, Kansas this week. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the EG3 Podcast. Until next week, we'll talk to y'all real soon.